successful day for the offense in terms of the team situational drill. They got in the end zone once and probably had another one taken away on that Harris catch. What do you think was the difference for them today?
It just depends on what drill it is. It was a drill that was simulated after our 2-point plan or our 2-score plan. So we're down by 10. You kick the field goal first. You come out. You go down for the touchdown. Possible 2-point conversion to either win or tie the ball game, depending on the score. And the first group made a nice play, had a chance to get the ball in the end zone there, and then go for it. Brandon ran a nice double move there for the 2-point play, so that was good to see. But the defense had some nice drills as well. The 7-on-7, all third down in the tight red and green. It's a tough drill for the offense, and the defense had a nice drill there.
How's Evan Engram doing? Seems we're seeing him make more plays in recent days, maybe.
He had some opportunities today to make some plays, and he came through in the 2-minute drill, which was nice to see.
How did Dalvin Thomason look to you today?
He flashed a few times. I'll get in there and take a look at the tape here, but he did flash. He's working on his transition rush and is certainly showing up on the field.
Can you talk about how the defense performed on the goal line drill, how hard that may be when there's no pass rush, how impressive that is to get a stop in a 7-on-7?
No pass rush. It's hard for the offense because most of your pass game is action pass game, and 7-on-7, they're not usually by the run action, so it makes it a little bit harder for the offense than the defense because they don't buy the run action.
How has Rosas handled having Nugent here, and what have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, I see a steady young player who's kicking away and hasn't flinched.
Do you want to give him the majority of the work here in the preseason games?
Hey, it's early to talk about preseason, but we're certainly going to give them an opportunity, yeah.
Where are you at in that competition? What do you see between the two of them?
They both have kicked very well. It'll be a tight competition.
Ben, I know you're probably finalizing the plans for personnel deployment in the preseason games, but the fact that you don't have to make a roster cut to 75 change what you've done in the past as far as personnel deployment?
Through the first 3 weeks, it'll be fairly the same. The last week, that's what we have to take a look at. And we have a couple different conversations going on. And we'll see how it shakes out when we get there with the health of the roster.
What have you seen out of Matt LaCosse?
Matt made a nice play today down the sideline. He's a young player that when he gets his opportunity in the pass game, he makes a play. He's learning the run game, having some opportunities in pass protection. And he's a smart, conscientious player.
We haven't seen Robert Thomas or Herzlick the last 2 days. What's going on with those guys?
Robert has has some soreness, and Herz had a stinger.
Is that something that'll keep him out for a while? Or?
We'll see day to day.
Michael Thompson?
Quad.
A.B. Moss left early today?
Shoulder.
And Tavares King, did he have a setback yesterday? He
wasn't. No.
What have you seen from your running game so far in training camp?
I think the offensive line is developing confidence in each other. They're coming off the ball. The tight end group is improving, and that helps. Perkins is a young back who's grown, but we have some other young backs who aren't afraid to hit the hole. There have been some shots of the offense knocking a hole in the defense, and that's encouraging.
How hard is it to judge the running game as a whole, or running backs in particular, in this kind of setting, and where does the preseason game sort of fit into that equation?
Well, I mean, you have pads on now, so it's easier to evaluate. You're not live tackling to the ground, even though that happens on occasion, as we saw today. But you get a chance to see the line and the tight ends and the fullbacks fit their pads in. You get to see the backs hit the hole, and the holes open and close quickly in this league, and you get to see who hesitates and who doesn't hesitate, who can read the blocks and who can't.
Any thoughts on your young fullbacks? They seem like very different players.
They're different players. Huseman's a guy that's learning the position. He knows the game, but he's learning the position. It'll take some time for him to get his pads in and fit his pads in there. Smith's is a guy that is very physical, heavy-handed type player. He plays with good leverage. He showed his good hands today and did a nice job.
How important are special teams going to be determining whether you carry a fullback and who it is to do?
Everything. If you can't contribute on special teams, you're not going to make the roster.
And what have you seen from your two young offensive tackles, Wheeler and Bisnawati?
Wheeler, they're two scrappy young guys. Wheeler is a natural player out there. He moves his feet very easily. Bisnawati's a physical player. Works hard in the run game. He needs to improve his techniques in the pass game.
How much does the tight end being able to play fullback impact that decision?
Yeah, you look at everything. That certainly comes into play. Usually the guys that can play the fullback position in today's game are a little better in line, too. So you have to factor that in as well as if you want to use an inline player and if you want to use a fullback player, do you have multiple guys that you can use?
Thank you.